The opinions expressed on this webmasterradio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of webmasterradio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
Would you build a house without a foundation? Would you have a child and not name it? Would you let a stranger squat on your property? No, of course not. So why should the internet be any different? Every week, speak with top domain experts. Learn how to make money with domains. Know your legal rights. Each week, join our expert host to be master of your domain. Right here on Domain Masters.
Welcome to Domain Masters. This is a show where you learn to be the master of your domain. We discuss domains from many different perspectives, including the legal rights of owners and trademark holders, domain value, monetization strategies, and how to utilize domains to drive traffic to your business or gain favorable position in the search engines. Power tools of the trade and power players of the industry. Domain Masters brings it to you week after week, right here on WebmasterRadio.fm. My name is Victor Pitts, and I'm your host. Tonight, our Domain Masters theme is Challenges of Building Out Domains. Our show will feature an expert in this field, which will share the insights, the challenges a domainer will face in building out domain names. PPC is still very attractive to domain investors, and it can make lots of money for the owner with little upfront cost other than the cost of acquiring and renewing domains. However, every trade show targeting domainers encourages the industry to diversify their monetization methods to maximize payouts and lower the risk of operating their business. Tonight we're joined by Brett Burry, the owner of Tubaroo Internet Marketing. Brett will take on this topic on Domain Masters, so kick back and stay tuned as we break for some station commercials. We'll be right back with our program.
You're just minutes away from more Domain Masters.
The question is, are you still master of your domain?
Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
How do you choose the right affiliate network to partner with? The answer is simple. MarketHealth.com, where health and wealth connect. Established in 1998, the MarketHealth.com affiliate network allows you to market and promote the world's leading health and beauty offers on the net. Start making recurring income and the highest payouts in our industry. Choose from over 50 of the hottest selling offers, ranging from herbal supplements, skincare, vitamins, beauty products, weight loss, and much more. Sign up for free at MarketHealth.com and start making money today.
So you're telling me your affiliate program on the Local Pages Affiliate Network is performing as well as your handicap?
Absolutely. Thanks to their top-tier XML feed, I'm able to monetize all of my traffic. They handle all of my volume to anywhere in the world. Plus, I also get high cost per click and the most exclusive of advertisers to work with. You should join the club.
Sounds good. I can't wait to join.
But first, let's work on that T-shot.
Use the power of Local Pages. With over 5 billion searches per month and the largest database of paid search listings, let Local Pages Affiliate Network personalize your account and give you the search tools and solutions you need. Become a Local Pages affiliate today with localpages.com.
Press this Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Internet Marketing Channel, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Now, back to Domain Masters.
So you're still master of your domain.
Yes! Master of my domain.
Here's your host.
Welcome back to Domain Masters, where you learn to be the master of your domain. I'm your host, Victor Pitts, and you're listening to Domain Masters on webmasterradio.fm. Let me tell you a little bit about our guest tonight. Brett Burry is the owner of Tubaroo Internet Marketing. Tubaroo provides internet marketing website development services to its corporate and small business clients. Brett Burry is also a domainer and is a president of Domain Licensing Corporation, which is a domain monetization and development company that manages a portfolio of approximately 3,000 generic domain names. In addition, Brett is an attorney licensed to practice law in California. Welcome to Domain Masters, Brett.
Thanks for having me, Victor.
Brett, we're going to jump right into it. I know that you've listened a little bit about some of the previous shows, and so you're familiar with who our listening audience is. But for those that don't know, one thing that you can say about the listeners of Domain Masters is they're interested in domains. They have many different reasons that they listen to the show. Some of our listeners invest in domains for the purposes of monetizing them through PPC. And as you know, PPC doesn't require any sort of real development or hosting services or even search engine traffic. But the search engine, the industry trade shows that we've all attended have been telling these people now for the better part of, almost 2 years, that they should be diversifying their portfolios by developing out their properties. Now, development, hosting, search engine traffic, all these things are now important to these domainers. Last month, you listened to some of the episodes where we ran a four-part series on Domain Masters that dealt with the subject of domains and SEO. And now we're focusing on how to, you know, monetize or develop out the domains once they get the traffic to the websites. Now, traffic, search engine traffic, things like that are now important. They're, it's relevant. As one of the industry's more experienced domainers and someone that's also a professional in terms of developing out websites, you have certain expertise that I think that our listeners will benefit from. So again, the focus is of this episode for tonight is challenges of building out domain names. So we'll start off with this question. What are some of the challenges of building out a domain, and is it difficult, and how would you suggest that people monetize their built-out websites?
I guess the difficulties are getting easier and easier all the time. A few years ago, my main business is web development. I've got a company called Tubaru. We develop websites for corporations and small businesses and Fortune 500 companies. And what's happened is that what a website that used to cost us maybe $5,000 to $25,000 to develop can be done for $1,000 to $5,000 to develop. Well, the good news is that it's much easier for someone to step up and develop a website using open source tools in a short amount of time. But what happens is it makes it a lot more competitive to do that. So the obstacle is no longer getting a website together. It's getting a website together that can be found on the first or second page of Google. And that's the real challenge. And so as a domainer, what I found was that, we operate a portfolio of about 4,000 domain names through our company called Domain Licensing Corporation. It is, vastly too large to have a quality development of those names. So what we've done is given the PPC market the way it is, that things aren't performing the way they were a few years ago, we're forced to either drop or develop those names, or we're selling handfuls of names too. But those are the two issues, drop or develop. And so what we've done is we've picked a handful of names, and using our expertise with development, we've settled on two tools. And so what those tools are is WordPress and Joomla. Those are the two open source tools that we use to develop our websites. And you can find lots of articles about those on the internet. But the beauty of those things are that a layperson can actually get a website up and running within a few hours. And after you've done it a few times, you can get a website up and running within a few minutes of actually using those open source tools. And Brett, so, go ahead.
Our listeners have heard the name WordPress many times. A lot of the SEO guys mentioned it. Our guest last week mentioned it. I know that a lot of the bloggers are using WordPress. But what was the name of that other tool? And tell us a little bit about that one.
It's called Joomla. It's spelled J-O-O-M-L-A. And if you do a query in Google for Joomla, you'll find literally tens of millions of hits. But it's an open source content management tool that when we're making a decision to develop, if we think our site is going to be very much blog-like for a long period of time and not have much community functions or other activity other than pretty much publishing content in the form of articles or videos, But if we think it's going to have people are going to join the community, they're going to contribute, they might have want to have some forums or some boards, that type of functionality, then we go with Joomla. And what that is that the software is free. The plugins, most of those plugins, the add-ons for Joomla are called plugins or components or extensions, but you can pretty much mix and match those things with your normal install. And so whereas you might have a WordPress install, which would be great for delivering content, it's very search engine friendly, but if you wanted to add forums without going out and buying a completely new forum software and just kind of integrate those forums within your website, well, Joomla has a variety of plugins that will actually do that, that are very sophisticated. That's just one example of things that you can, you know, a functionality you could add inside of Joomla. It also has some shopping carts and other query type, directory type functionality that you can add in there. So depending upon what our domain is, just pretty much content, hoping to get readers, we would use WordPress. If it's content, hoping to get some interactivity and make the site a little bit stickier for new visit the site, then we would go with Joomla.
Mm-hmm. Brett, you know, a lot of the domainers are very good at the business sense and have that entrepreneurial spirit and know where there's opportunities for furthering their financial wealth, but they're not renowned for their technical knowledge. And back in my days of doing development, which preceded the time that I started work at Moniker and doing Domain Masters, tools that we would use would be like PHP and ASP. And I'm a pretty technical person, but I know that there was I needed to have programmers because there were certain things that were beyond my reach. Are these tools that a layperson can easily understand, or is it still true that just like with PHP and ASP and earlier programming languages, that you do need to have some technical knowledge or support in order to really utilize these properly?
With the WordPress, you could never have to touch a bit of code and you could operate just fine. With the Joomla, it's a little bit more difficult in that the people that are making these plugins for free, sometimes you need to actually go in there and take a look at what they've done and fix something or add a patch. But both of them have WYSIWYG interfaces that with no programming language, you would be just fine at establishing a web presence, a quality web presence with a variety of themes that you could just plug and play. So you also don't have to worry about the programming. You don't have to be a graphic designer either to get something up and running that's appealing. And so those are the tools that not only do we use for our own properties at domain licensing, but those are the same tools that we use for our clients to get them up and running efficiently. And then because that's such an easy programming task, which it's difficult to even maybe call it programming, what happens is that we realize that content is the most important thing. So even though the website is up there and you have a presence and it looks good, unless you've got that content, nobody's going to be coming to your website, and so not only do we need to get some content up there initially, we need to get some sort of pipeline of content coming to make sure that we appear to Google as if we are a thriving, evolving site, because what we're trying to do, instead of having 4,000 websites, we're trying to have a handful of websites with lots of traffic that will bring us the revenue that hopefully exceeds what the PPC revenues were years ago, and even more so hopefully greatly exceeds that by getting a handful of sites that are actually very popular and are ranking well in the niche areas that we've chosen to develop.
So these tools, are they able to develop out on multiple domains? Do you do that in one go, one button push, and you can push content out to multiple websites, or is each one done as an individual site? I know you're not saying developing them all out, but for the ones that you do develop, are you able to do anything in bulk, or is it done individually?
You can step out a WordPress install or a Joomla install. It's a little bit more technical, but if you have a web hosting provider, just tell them you want to replicate some sites. They can go in there and make a couple of changes. So let's say you had a master WordPress install that had a bunch of plugins just the way you wanted it. You could end up replicating that, changing a few file names in the preferences and a few database names, and actually achieve that kind of replication that you're talking about. Now, there's a product called WordPress MU, MU standing for multiple user or multi-user, which is supposed to make it easier to manage multiple WordPress blogs from one installation. And you would maybe you'd get a new plugin, then you add that plugin to your WordPress MU install, and then that installation or that update would cascade throughout all of your blogs. That is a very appealing for a person who wants to develop a whole bunch of sites. However, our hurdle, our sticking point is we don't have enough content. We have the skills to crank out hundreds and hundreds of WordPress or Joomla sites. We don't have the content to populate those with sufficient information to make those relevant or popular. But for somebody who just has a handful of names or a large staff of people who can be devoted to this, then you could technologically replicate a lot of installations, and then you're just stuck with you have to provide some good content.
So now, in respect to the content, because like always, content is king. That's what draws the traffic to your website so that you can monetize it however you're going to be monetizing it. One can create their own content, but there's a number of sites that you can, services that you can subscribe to now that you can subscribe to the kind of content that you're looking for, and you can either have choose from a pre-established list or even have it proprietary, something made up for you. Is that not true?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. You can get RSS feeds. You can have articles written by writers. You can outsource writing to Philippines or India to provide content. So there's a lot of ways to get that there. But our fear as developers is that eventually that formulaic content or that content come from RSS feeds, which is already happening, gets greatly discounted. We're thinking that we actually need to provide some original content. And so what we're focusing on are a couple of things. We're trying to provide video. It's easier to shoot video of people and put that on your website than it is to write an article that would take somebody 10 or 15 or 20 minutes to read. Plus, the search engine, Google likes video. Google owns YouTube. If you notice, you do queries lately, if you get video results at the top. And so we're kind of taking a look at that and saying, we would like to provide a lot of video content on the sites, and that's what we're working towards on a handful of partnership projects. And similarly, it's easy to talk. You can have a podcast. You have somebody talk for 20, 30 minutes an hour. Transcription services are really easy. We're thinking that we actually might end up getting a lot of our content by interviewing experts or people in those areas of our niches, and then transcribing that content and putting that on the site. That way it would be we could have a podcast, and we could also at the same time populate our site with some relevant content that was easy to create based upon that conversation that we documented.
What are some of the ways that you or your customers are monetizing the domains? Once you've established, you've got content drawing in the traffic, develop out the sites, and with the content, the search engines index it, pull it in. You've got direct navigation traffic, you've got search traffic. So a lot of good things are going on. What are some of the ways that you're monetizing them, now that you're not doing everything through PPC? What are some of the other ways that you're monetizing these types of sites?
But primarily in two areas. One of them is we just use affiliate marketing. We try to populate the sites with advertisements that are associated with that subject matter, and they were also just flat out looking for some sponsorships. You know, not selling the metrics, not selling the analytics of the site. We're just saying we've got this site. You can be at the top for that period of time. Now we've just kind of moved into the sponsorship area, and some of my partners on some projects are actually working to sell those sponsorships on a handful of sites in a particular niche. So I can't really comment on that, but we're hoping that actually comes to fruition based upon it's a very kind of non-profit educational type niche that we're in, and that people would be gravitating towards sponsorship of that type of thing. But what we have tried is affiliate marketing and those programs. You can sign up for multiple programs. Commission Junction is a good source. Performix is a good source. Linkshare is a good source. Pepper Jam, Amazon, and eBay. Those are pretty much, you know, between those six things, you can find virtually any product you can find on any shelf in any store by signing up for those programs. And then at that point on, they give you the code, you give them the sizes, you kind of templatize your sites to have certain ad positions in those, and then they'll give you the banner ads, the text ads, whatever size you want, they'll provide you with that type of content. And in addition to that, similar to AdSense, is that they'll look at the content on your page, and they might actually change that content based upon what they're reading on the page, just as Google will change the content, the ads that appear on your sites based upon what they're finding on those particular pages.
We're going to break for a few commercials and then return to hear more from Brett Burry, the owner of Tubaroo Internet Marketing. My name is Victor Pitts, and you're listening to Domain Masters on webmasterradio.fm.
You're just minutes away from more Domain Masters.
The question is, are you still master of your domain?
Stay tuned.
Are you happy with your landing page performance? Discover how to improve your landing page performance with ConversionCritic.com, brought to you by Engine Ready. Turn your underperforming landing pages into cost-effective sales-producing machines. Be sure you're not wasting your precious PPC budget. Conversion Critic tools give you the ingredients to create high-converting landing pages. You don't have to be an expert to use Engine Ready's Conversion Critic tools, but you'll feel like a landing page pro. Take the guesswork out of increasing your conversion rate. Visit ConversionCritic.com and boost your conversion rate for free. That's www.conversioncritic.com.
Your company's website sucks.
You know it. Everybody knows it.
So get a to-do list to fix it.
On Target, a subscription service from Future Now and Brian Eisenberg, monitors your website 24/7.
Analyzing the actions of every potential customer.
It gives you a to-do list. It tells you exactly what to fix and how to fix it.
So that more of your visitors do
what you need them to do.
On Target pricing starts at $1,000 a month.
See more at futurenowinc.com/ontarget.
FriendFinder, the world's largest online dating network, featuring over 100 million profiles at hot sites such as Passion.com and FastCupid.com, represents enormous profit-making opportunities for webmasters just like you. With FriendFinder's ability to geo-target and provide billing solutions in most languages and currencies, you are sure to find our comprehensive network to be a good friend to your wallet. Get more traffic-maximizing details now at FriendFinder.com.
Saddle up with the Search Cowboys. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the International Marketing Channel. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Now, back to Domain Masters.
So you're still master of your domain.
Yes,
master of my domain.
Here's your host.
Welcome back to Domain Masters, where you learn to be the master of your domain. I'm your host, Victor Pitts, and you're listening to Domain Masters on webmasterradio.fm. Tonight, we're joined by Brett Burry, the owner of Tubaroo Internet Marketing. And our show theme tonight is Challenges of Building Out Domains. Welcome back, Brett.
Thanks.
Well, we're going to pick it right back up where we left. I mean, you've given us some information on a couple of valuable tools for building out domain names, building them out into websites. You've talked about the content issues, where one of the concerns that you expressed in terms of content is, although there's a lot of RSS feeds out there and a lot of good ones, that one of the concerns is that the market becomes saturated with people using the same RSS feeds, and the quality of that becomes discounted. So unless one is creating their own unique content where they have copyright control over and distribution control over, you've got some ongoing long-term challenges. And one of the ways that you're dealing with that is by focusing a bit on video, things like that, that right now, specifically with Google, Google loves video, and of course they own YouTube, and they're indexing the heck out of all the video they can get. So you've given us a lot of good information. What else should we know about the challenges of building out domain names?
A few years ago, we had a very consumer-level project we were working on, and what we found in the marketing of that is that we were almost marketing too much in traditional media. We were appearing on terrestrial radio shows. We were appearing on TV shows. We were getting articles written about us in newspapers, and what we found was that we were mentioned in a bar blog in Boston the same week, virtually the same week that our project was mentioned in Time magazine, and we were able to trace more signups for our particular service from one blog in Boston than from Time magazine. I mean, if you'd have said that 10 or 15 years ago, unbelievable, that just somewhat would it be analogous to a newsletter would produce more results. And so I think the thing to maybe cultivate, to remember if you're doing something that a site that's getting lots of PR, is that we, you need to court other online presence, other bloggers, other key opinion leaders in that particular niche, and that might actually be a better marketing effort than what you might perceive more traditionally. It's almost like the by promoting on the internet, you're getting better results for your websites rather than even reaching out to those other resources. So consequently, on these other projects, we're looking for people who are similarly situated, not necessarily our competitors, but information-wise, they're the experts, and trying to cultivate relationships with those people prior to launching new sites.
Well, Brett, we want to thank you for contributing your knowledge on this episode of Domain Masters. In addition, I want to go on record right now as inviting you back for a later show, perhaps sometime later September or even early October, for another episode of Domain Masters. One of the things that we kind of talked about off the air is a topic of enterprise and corporate level domain management acquisition and planning services. And this type of topic would deal with understanding the value of domain assets for SEO, IP protection, domain management, mergers and acquisitions, systematic drop and auction monitoring for corporations, and moving the entire domain name management services into product planning, development, initial marketing effort for all corporations and goods. So here we are on the air. I've thrown the gauntlet down. Will you come back on Domain Masters to address that topic with us?
Yeah, I would love to. We've actually been providing that service kind of informally for years to a handful of our larger corporate clients, and we think that the value of the domain names in SEO, I mean, if you listen to this show last month, you realize that that's actually crucial for SEO purposes. And we have a lot of clients that have a few domain names, but they're really not making any effort to manage or aggregate or to acquire things that would be very beneficial to them. So I'd love to come back and talk about what kind of services we've been providing those clients and what we're selling them even further on domain names based upon the value in SEO. So yeah, anytime you want me to come back, it'd be great. Thanks very much for having me.
Well, Brett, how can listeners contact you directly if they have questions about your services or follow-up questions to anything that they heard on tonight's show?
You can go to our company website. It's tubaroo.com, and Tubaroo is spelled T-O-O-B-A-R-O-O, and that's TOOBARROO.com, and they can just give us a call or send us an email from that point.
Well, I want to thank you, Brett, for being on Domain Masters.
Okay, thank you very much for having me. It's great talking to you, Victor.
Folks, we've come to the close of another edition of Domain Masters, the radio show where you learn to be the master of your domain. I'm your host, Victor Pitts, and you're listening to Domain Masters on webmasterradio.fm. All of our shows are archived at webmasterradio.fm, as well as podcasts on such popular locations as iTunes, Google, and Yahoo. Come back to webmasterradio.fm next week for another informative Domain Master episode. Till then, best wishes, and hope that you're all the master of your own domain. Good night, folks.